The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
I think Lester Holt learned the Matt Lauer lesson. I think his main focus last night was making sure he got four more years of invitations to Upper East Side cocktail parties in Manhattan, and he wanted to make sure that he was hard on Donald Trump and played it easy on Hillary Clinton. Much of that had to do with the questions he decided to ask, and even more importantly, the questions he didn't ask, but also his role as fact-checker, which was debated so much over the last couple of weeks. Listen to this moment where Lester Holt fact-checks, and I'm using those quotation marks, Donald Trump.
Crime.
Your 2 minutes has expired, but I do want to follow up. Stop and frisk was ruled unconstitutional in New York because it largely singled out black and Hispanic young men.
No, you're wrong.
Let's bring Joe Concha in. He is the media reporter for The Hill. And let's just start there with the whole fact-checking idea. That right there, Lester Holt, was incredibly misleading. When you hear something is found unconstitutional, it makes it sound like an appeals court or a Supreme Court has made that decision. No, one judge decided in a lower court said that, and then the mayor of New York, Bill de Blasio, decided not to fight it in a higher court. So that right there was not really a fact-check moment for Lester Holt, was it?
Yeah, guys, that shows you the danger of fact-checking on the fly, because that was certainly a nuanced answer with no definitive yes or no. And Lester Holt was doing that throughout the night, only to Donald Trump. Never fact-checked Hillary Clinton, for instance, when she claimed that she never said the TPP, the Trans-Pacific Partnership, was the gold standard. That was an easy opportunity for him to jump in and say, oh, no, Mrs. Clinton, we have you quoted saying that right here. Mm-hmm. Overall, you know, I'm seeing the reviews for Holt, and from the left, boy, they're loving it. They thought he did a tremendous job, and, you know, at first I thought he was, but then as the night went on, I kept looking at my notes, and I had a bunch of basically columns of questions that I thought should be asked. And on the Trump side, I had birther and I had tax returns. Those are two big issues. Fine, check those off. But then on the Clinton side, guys, I don't see or hear any questions about the Clinton Foundation, which I believe has been in the news lately for all the wrong reasons.
Yeah, there weren't any questions about the Clinton Foundation.
And the mishandling of emails as well, the biggest boondoggle to the Clinton campaign. So, look, I'm not saying you don't ask Trump tough questions. There's plenty to ask. But this was definitely, as you put it, was not fair and balanced, and the fact-checking only went one way. I understand there was more things to fact-check Trump about, but you have to at least do it a couple of times to Clinton when she clearly was saying things that were incorrect.
Well, you're also supposed to be the timekeeper and the traffic cop. And as on timekeeper regards, it seems like he allowed the thing to get bogged down from time to time in a way that did not move the debate along in other areas. And then on the traffic cop part of it, it was funny how he admonished the audience when they applauded for Trump, but on the occasion in which they applauded for Hillary Clinton, no mention was made. Did you note that as well?
It was amazing that there was any noise at all. That's supposed to be a library, just stone quiet. And then once the Clinton people started cheering, whoever was supporting Trump there did the same when he would say something back, and it became like a primary debate. So, yeah, it was selective policing by Lester Holt, who I came into this writing that he was the best choice. He's one of the few nonpartisan people left. But then, you know, I kind of thought to myself, I was on with Howie Kurtz on Fox News on Sunday, and I said, you know what, if you asked me this question about Candy Crowley, I would have said the same thing in 2012.
Yeah.
So maybe we just don't know, and sure enough, we just didn't know. So Holt, as you said, yep, the Hamptons invitations are safe, Upper East Side cocktail parties, all good. I thought he didn't really care about that. I don't know if he does, but you're right. I think really the Matt Lauer effect on this one made sure that Lester was going to be tough on Trump because he knows that most of the media would applaud him for doing so, making it a one-way street.
We're speaking with Joe Concha. He's the media reporter for The Hill, and we're analyzing Lester Holt's performance last night. And if you have an opinion, we want to hear from you as well, 888-630-WMAL. You talked about the topics that weren't mentioned, and you're right. Clinton Foundation, nothing. Benghazi, nothing. Emails, nothing. In fact, Clinton's record as Secretary of State. I mean, I don't even care if you're a Democrat or a Republican. She's running on her record. She was just the Secretary of State for 4 years. You would think one question about her role as Secretary of State from the moderator would be a relevant one that she could either then take and say, yeah, and this is why I'm so great, and then allow Donald Trump to say, well, this is why you're not so great. Nothing on that, and nothing on immigration, which was a huge issue for the last 12 months and continues to be, Joe Concha. What do you think?
You could argue, at least from a news perspective, it's been the number one issue. Yeah. Now, people at home want to hear more about taxes and the economy, and that was touched upon in the beginning of the debate, and that's where Trump was at his best. But then I get that you have to ask about the birther and the tax returns, but I don't know if those are two issues that are as big to the American people than, as you say, immigration or things around the economy. So, again, it's an easy question to ask Secretary Clinton, and I never hear it asked. Can you list three accomplishments that you had as Secretary of State? That's all. And all she does is says, well, I flew to, 12, how many countries? I forget what she
112,
said.
I believe, 112. Is the talking
I knew
point.
There was a 12 in there. And my frequent flyer miles, I get free trips to Disney for the rest of my life. No, that's bad experience. As Trump said, okay, you have experience, but it doesn't necessarily equate in good judgment. But he had to make that point. And for Lester not to ask that question again, I just thought that he did a very subpar job last night. I understand it's very difficult, and I'm not going to say failure, but subpar, particularly because I had high expectations for him going in.
Yeah, so, I mean, how does this, do you think, change the debates going forward? I mean, every debate, it seems, we've had criticisms of the moderators. I mean, if somebody came to me and said, do you want to be the moderator? I'm not sure I'd take the job, quite frankly. But is it going to change the way the other debates go? Do you think that they will take note of this?
Boy, do I think Anderson Cooper is going to take note of what Lester Holt did. I think those questions will be along the same lines. Martha Raddatz, again, I want to say that, boy, she's going to do a good job because of her past history. She let it go a lot during Ryan and Biden, if you remember, in 2012. She was the moderator there.
Well, how much should they allow the candidates to mix it up? At what point does it just become, I mean, I sort of like it too, but that's not supposed to be the way it is it?
Well, maybe it's time for change. And I think Trump, let's be honest here, missed a lot of opportunities last night. He had her, and I was just waiting for him to say, hey, look, you got 100 million people watching Hillary. Please explain to him why you deleted those 33,000 emails, which you would have said, well, they were personal, which then would have been proven false, and that she would walk right into something there. And he failed on that one. And when they brought up cybersecurity, guys, it was so easy to go back to that again. And I've been saying this for a long time. He watches too much TV. He's on Twitter too much. He's paying attention too much to polls, every poll in every state. The prep wasn't quite there. And that is just a simple matter of, to use a football term, blocking and tackling. And I would think he would learn from this debate. This was his first one-on-one ever. And I think the next one will go well. It's a town hall event, which he does well in. And then the third one with Chris Wallace, I think Wallace is going to ask all the right questions. All right. I do. And maybe that's the last impression that can really help propel Trump. But, again, I don't think polls are going to change that much after all that being said from last night. In fact, all the online polls have him winning.
Really? Oh, all right. That's surprising.
The Hill, CNBC, and Time easily. CNN is the only one.
Oh, the online polls. Yeah, those are the ones. Those are not scientific polls. Those are just people who are clicking, right?
Yeah. Look, I don't put a lot of weight in them, but I found it interesting that by something like a 5 or 6 to 1 margin, he won the online community, and he always seems to. And that's kind of a mystery because you would think more young people probably support Clinton, but maybe not. I don't know. But we'll get regular polls.
It's Milo Yiannopoulos' crew out there. They're getting all the hard work done on the internet through the night.
Nice.
We got to leave it there. But Joe Concha, finding it hard to disagree with any aspect of your take from last night's debate. Always good to have you.
Read about it on The Hill today. So even better.
There you go. Right, Joe. Check him out on The Hill.